The Rat in My Garage, A Metaphysical Lesson. For those of you who read the e-zine this week, you know I had a rat in my garage a couple of weeks ago. Not only did this rat teach me a very valuable marketing lesson, it also taught me a valuable metaphysical lesson. These days I know that when I see an unusual animal or something unusual in the nature world, it's time to pay attention to what the message is, and this was no exception. I turned to Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speak, to see what the message is from seeing a rat. Ted Andrews was a shaman, and he shared his wisdom in a number of his books. Animal Speak is one of my favorite ones. According to Ted, rats are intelligent and are, of course, one of the zodiac in Chinese astrology. Have you ever heard of the Year of the Rat? Apparently, Buddha felt they were of such importance that he assigned an entire year to them. Rat is about survival. It's about being intelligent and about being successful. It's about being shrewd in business, and Ted asks the reader if it's time to pursue success more aggressively, to be more shrewd in all of their dealings. Oh, wow, that one hit home, because I hadn't expected that. Ted goes on to say that the energy of the rat is there to support the reader, or me in this case, in whatever steps I need to take next. And that's why I turned to Ted, because left to my own devices, I would have believed that rat meant things like I was unclean or that I was a pack rat or something more negative, you know? Ted made that rather shocking encounter into something quite positive, even delightful. Frankly, I would much rather have seen the rat outside, if you know what I mean, though. But nonetheless, I'm willing to take the lessons where I find them. And often, I've discovered that it's when the lessons get honed in more intensely, when I'm shocked. And I was truly shocked with this encounter. I paid attention. So here's the lesson for all of us in this. What messages from the divine are you being given that perhaps you aren't seeing? Today, open your eyes a little wider to take in all that you're being given. The messages are there. It's up to us to pay attention and to receive them. Have a wonderful day.